right, mate. We had a fantastic weekend all round. It was a great night and Friday night. Ulster Elite Championships back in the Ulster Hall in Belfast for the first time in 6 years. 2011 was the last time they were staged there. So it was a fantastic night. The show was sold out. And we had some fantastic boxing on the night. And the Donegal hopes was all pinned on Brett McGinty from St. Johnson. But unfortunately, Brett couldn't do it on Friday night. He met a better opponent, and that was the bottom line, you know.
Mm-hmm. Lost on a split decision, so quite close.
He lost in a split decision, 4-1. Miles Jess was a close enough fight, but it was evident from the first bell that he was always going to be chasing it and trying to chase and cut the ring off Aidan Welsh from Monkstown, but it just didn't happen. He couldn't do it on the night, and these two boys were teammates in the Youth Olympics, and everybody was rooting for Brett. He had a big crowd of supporters up with him, big army of men from Derry and St. Johnson there to support him, but he just couldn't get it on the night. I've seen him perform better on occasions, but he just had the tolls with him on Friday night to outclass young Welsh, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there was selection for the Commonwealth Games available, I suppose, to the winners only?
That's right, Miles. It was part of the selection process. John Conlon, the high performance coach, was there. They keep an eye on things, and there were some very, very good boxing and some very good finals. Nobody really knows yet who's actually going or how many boxers there will be taking. There are four weights for the girls this time around, so nobody knows how many of the Northern Ireland team will be taking to the Commonwealth, you know. But it would have been a great honour for Brett Mick to have boxed in the Youth Olympics and now the Youth Commonwealths, and now to get here, you know, to the Commonwealth, and especially in the Gold Coast of Australia and April next year, you know, been fantastic for him, but just wasn't to be, Miles, you know. Mm-hmm. And as you all know, Brett's a very, very popular young man, and we'd love to see him getting there, you know. Brett boxes out of the old place in Derry, and he's a great competitor, you know, very, very gutsy, but it was just was contrasting the two boys. It was the boxer on the night that won the fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brett's a fighter and he likes the toe-to-toe stuff, but there was no danger of Welsh standing there with Brett McGinty. He was on his bike all night, you know.
Yeah.
Jab and move, and that's just the way it turned out, mate.
Oh, okay. Now, Lavisha Clark, we just mentioned her, Karen Donna, unfortunately hurt her wrist, was it?
She hurt her wrist. I didn't have to pull out as well in the European Youth, you know. Very unfortunate for her, you know, because this was a very big competition for her too. By her own admission, she thought she might have came among the medals, you know, but it just didn't happen to her, mate, so we're out of luck there too.
Okay, do you want to go to the action today in the Ulster Underage Championships?
One other thing, Miles, about the league championships on Friday night. It was fantastic that we had three officials from Donegal there officiating at those championships. The father and son combination of James McCarron and Thomas McCarron,
mm-hmm,
were there, and Michael McDermott from Creasley, you know. So it was very good for Donegal to have all officials officiating at them, you know, such a high-profile championship, you know.
Two McCarrons from the Carrigart Boxing Club.
Two McCarrons from the Carrigart Boxing Club, Miles. You know, mm-hmm, them well, and two great men, two great boxing men, you know.
They certainly are doing a lot of work for many years.
All down through the decades, Miles. They've been there all through thick and thin. Mm-hmm. They've kept the boxing going, and Carrigart, you have to give them credit for it.
And they've got an extension on there as well now, so bigger,
that's
and better,
right,
facilities.
We Jack Green will be good and happy we hit now. They have Jack Green works very hard in that club too as well. He would be the mastermind there, and he keeps that end of it all going, Miles. Great man.
He pulls the strings.
That's right. He holds the purse strings, Miles.
Well, I'm not saying that the purse strings, but just in general to keep the show on the road. Yeah.
General joke. Jack keeps the show on the road, Miles.
He sure does. Okay, do you want to go to the results today? Now, we have to go to the news at, so we've just a couple of minutes, so
well,
you get on your bike too.
We staged the Nine County Championship for boys and girls, 11, 12 and 13 that day, Miles, and we have 33 contests on today. Donegal have a lot of boys and girls through to the finals next weekend, but it wasn't just a great day at the office today for them. We had Bernie McDonough, Matthew Carlin, Don Ree, Conor Galvin, Twin Towns, and Thomas McMenamin, Twin Towns, all won on the day, and we had a one for Balbuffet boxer Sean Devaney, boxes out of the Oak Leaf, you know. So we had four winners today, you know, but hopefully we'll come among the winners because we have plenty in the semi-finals and finals next week, you know. And Donegal's also two boxers in the National Senior Finals next Friday night in Dublin. Matthew McCall, light welterweight, he takes on Kenneth Doyle from Monkstown. And Cahill Brown from the Lilies Golden Gloves in the 81 division takes on Jason Clancy from Balnacaro. So hopefully it'll be a better weekend next weekend for Donegal boxing matches.